The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Lamed Gimel. Today's daf is being studied by Nishmat Mor Zekeni, Yosef Ben Sara Ben Marat Zekenati, Yafat Vetzara, and Abraham Ben Esther, and Shalom Ben Parcha. Ruach Hashem Tenichem Began Aiden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashelema. Moshe Ben Dina, Asara Ruhama Bat Rachel, Sara Bat Rachel, Sion Ben Esther, Yehuda Ben Yafa. Enna Lefan Mehem, Fata Nefesh, Fata Guf, Fata Mkirba Labo, Mechem Yiraso Ben Omar.
Amen.
We begin today's daf on Namid Bet, Amid Bet, starting from Tanur Rabbanan. On the 9 lines up. Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brighter. Mepedese Bat Takum. Okay, we're discussing over the parameters of standing up for, standing up for Tamidi Hakamim or standing up for old people. So we have to exactly define it. The Pasuk says, Bepene Seva Takum, to stand up for somebody that's called a Seva, Vahadarta Pene Zaken. And you have to also respect a Zaken. So we have to see what's Seva, what's Zaken. We have to go through the whole subject. So Tarun Banam, מפני סיבה תקום, יכון אפילו מפני זקן, אשמי, it says, maybe it means even an old man, that's a זקן אשמי, it's a זקן אמארס, have to stand up for him also, to what extent, any old man, even a זקן אמארס, so it says, אשמי זקן אמארס, so it says, תמוד אמר זקן, ואין זקן אלא חכם, שנאמר, it's finally Shivim Ish Mizkne Israel. It's got to be a Zaken that's a Hakam, like it says, the Zakenim by Moshe Rabbeinu. When he gathered the Zakenim, they were scholars. So therefore, it's talking about also they have to be scholars. Now you don't stand up for Stam, an old man. According to Tanakama, you got to stand up for Zaken, who is a Talmid Hakam. Rabbi Yosef Gedidi Omer, En Zaken Ela Misha Kana Chokhmah. So I agree with you, but you don't have to go from the, you don't have to bring a proof from the Zakenim of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were scholars. The word Zaken itself, Zaken stands for Ze Shekana. This man acquired. What did he acquire? Shene Emar Hashem Kanani Rishit Darko. And you see in the Pasuk that Chokhmah is an acquisition. Like it says Hashem Kanani Rishit Darko. So therefore, it sounds like Rabbi Yosef is agreeing that you only stand up for Zaken who is a Tamir Hakam. But he just doesn't use the pasuk of Isfali Shiva'im Zikne Yisrael. He learns it from the word itself, Zaken, Ze Shekana Chokhmah. Yechol Ya'amor Meparav Makom Rahok. Oh, now, for when you have to start standing up, even from far, Tamud Omar, Takum Vehadarta. Bepine Seba Takum Vehadarta. Hadarta means you should honor. Lo Amar Tikima Edom Makom Shesh Hidur. I only said you have to stand up in a place where it's respectful. When it's obvious that you're standing up for the person. When he comes within your four amot. When he comes in the four amot, then it's obvious that you're standing up for the Tamid HaKam. But if you stand up from far, nobody knows that you're really doing it for the person himself. So it's got to be a standing that is respectful. Yachol yadirinu b'mamon. Well, maybe when it says v'hadarta, respect means respect with money. Who told you respect means standing up? Maybe v'hadarta means give him money. Tamud Omar takum v'hadarta. We're making a hekesh between kima and hidur. Just like standing up doesn't cost you any money, so to the respect that we're talking about over there in the pasuk, vahadarta also doesn't cost you any money. So vahadarta means just to give respect. And we'll see. The brightness is going to be explained. Yachol yamod b'panav b'beta kisim b'beta berchas. You have to stand up for the old person or the scholar in the bathroom or in the bathhouse. Tavodamat takum vahadarta. No, Amarti Kima, Eda Bemkom Shesh Hidur. You only have to stand up in a place that's respectful. I'm not respectful in a place of bathrooms, in the Makom Kavod. Therefore, you have to stand up in those places. Yachol Yatzim Einav Kimi Shelo Ra'ahu. Are you allowed to close your eyes? Make believe you didn't see the scholar, so you don't have to stand up. And he's coming by you, you close your eyes. Tamud Omar, Takum Viyareta. At the end of the Pasuk says, Viyareta Medohecha. The Pasuk says, be careful. God says, I'm watching. You could fool somebody else by closing your eyes and say you didn't see. But God says, I know. Right? Davar Amasud Lalev. Anything that's in the heart, where only a person knows the emet, Ne'emar Bo Viyareta Medohecha. Fear God. Don't fool around. Don't close your eyes and say, oh, I didn't see. Rabbi Sharon ben Elazar Omer, Minayin the Zaken Shelo Yatriach. How do we know the Zaken shouldn't burden the people, constantly walking in and out, so people have to stand up, sit down. Shelo Yatriach. Tamud Omar, Zaken Veyareta. It says, V'hadata Pene Zaken Veyareta. That the Zaken also has to have Yira. Don't abuse this Anyan Ovei, where you're going to take advantage of the people. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, V'pene Seva Takum Afilu Kol Seva B'mashma. Oh, Isi ben Yehuda Demetchita. Any old man, even if he's a Ken Ashma, he's not a Tamir Hacham, he's nothing, doesn't matter. Old man, got to stand up. So now the Gemara, if it finishes, is going to have to analyze all these subjects now. What did we say? We said, both Rabbi Yosef Gili and Tanakama say that Zaken has to be a Tamir Hakam. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Gili, Hanu Tanakama. It's the same Shita. They both say Zaken Tamir Hakam. Ikabenayu Yanik Vehakim. No, there's a Nafkamina. If he's a young scholar. Everybody agrees, scholar. Nafkamina is going to be young scholar. Tanakama Savad Yanik Vehakim. No. Tanakama is going to say no. Yanik Vehakim, no. A young scholar. Don't have to stand up for him. Rabbi Yosef Gili Sabar Afil Yanik Vehakim. Even a young scholar. Now the Gemara is going to be Doresh. How do you know? My Tamad Rabbi Yosef Gili. What's the logic of Rabbi Yosef? Amadecha. He says like this. Isal Kadata Kedaka Amar Tanakama. If it's like you want to say Tanakama, that what? That it's all talking about only a Zaken Tamir Hakam. You need two things to qualify for standing up. Zaken Tamir Hakam. Imkim Nikhtov Rahmana Mepene Seba Zaken Takum. What do you have to do? It's not two people. It's one person. What does it have to say? Mepene seva takum v'adarta pene zaken. It sounds like a statistic. Seva and a zaken. But according to Tanakama, it's one guy. It's seva zaken. It's an old man that's a scholar. So let the pasuk say, mepene seva zaken takum. That's Rabbi Yosef's contention against Tanakama. V'adarta, mai shena de palginu rahmana. So why did the Torah separated seva and zaken lememar dehai lav hai vehai lav hai to teach you seva is not zaken and zaken is not seva. They're two different people. Shema mina afilu yanik vehakim to come and teach you even a young guy. Now difficult to understand Rabbi Yosef because according to Rabbi Yosef, what's the pshat in the pasuk? Mepene seva. Seva is talking about a Tamid Hacham that's old. V'adatapen is Zaken, even a Tamid Hacham that's young. So what do you need Seva for? Tamid Hacham is the Gedder. Just say, the Zaken takum. What do you need Seva according to him? Well, when he gets older, you don't have to stand up. Of course, it doesn't matter. When he gets older, Hadush is even when he's young. So that's Tosfot's question. Tosfot, in the middle of this big Tosfot, in Maishena, if you look right in the middle, it says V'im Tomar. Look to the Likutei Rashi on the side, it says Davar Masud Alev, right across from that. V'im Tomar, Kevan de Bahade Seva, Name Ba'i Chokhma. Since even the Seva needs to be Arakam, Kede Parish, be contrast to Rabbi Yosef Gilili, de Marbe Afid Yenik Behakim, Seva de Katav Rahmana Lamali. So that's the first question. What does it have to say Seva for? Pshita, Kevan de Afid Yenik Behakim, Kod Sheken Seva de Hakim. Right? If you have to stand up for a young scholar, Yanik v'hakim, young and wise, kot sheken, old, demi gara, imu zaken. Why? It gets worse when he gets older? Ba'deh hakam. V'yesh lomar, di lo ketav rachamena seva. The Torah did not write the word seva. Hava amina de nev'ez zaken v'hakam mamash. I would have learned the word zaken. Zaken means literally. Zaken, old man. Aval yanik v'hakim, lo. But I would not say that Zaken is talking about a young scholar. Which means the word Seva reveals to me the word Zaken. If it just would have said the word Zaken in the Pasuk, I would have learned Zaken literally. What's Zaken? Old man. But that's a scholar, let's say. but I wouldn't have known a young scholar. Once it tells me seva, so seva is doresh to me, or old man already is established. So zaken must be talking about ze shekana chokhma, which means even a young one. So if I need seva to reveal to me how to learn zaken, literally, what's the word zaken mean? Old man. Now he's coming along, the Rebbe says, no, zaken, yanik v'hakim, young scholar. How do you know that zaken is to be taken out of context? Because you already have the word seva. Seva is old man. There's seva takum. So what's zaken coming to tell me? Oh, zaken must be nidrash, yanik v'hakim. So ba zeh, lefarez zeh. The gilui is from seva to zaken. So let's go. According to Rebbe Yosef, you didn't have to stand up for two people. Old man, tamin hacham, and young tamin hacham. Bottom line is, gedir is tamin hacham. Comes Gemara and says, good, bottom line, Tanakama, what's the logic of Tanakama? Tanakama says, no, it's only one person you have to stand up for. Zaken Tamin Hakam. Mishum de Ba'ele Mismach Zaken Ve'yaret. Oh, according to the rabbis, how come it didn't say two people? It should say, Mipne Seva Takum. Right? It should say, Mipne Seva Zaken Takum. It should put Seva Zaken together, because they hold, he holds it only an old man scholar. That was the contention that Rabbi said against Tarakama. So he says, no. Tarakama wants to put the word zaken next to the word viyareta. To tell me what? That the zaken should not take advantage and the matriach, the sibur. So he cannot say, mepene seva zaken takum. He says, mepene seva takum, vadarta pene zaken viyareta. Because he wants that zaken viyareta, the Rasha. To teach me what? That the zaken should not matriach and go in and out. Good. What's the logic of Tanakama? If you hold it, like Rabbi Yosef Gedili says, what, you have to stand up even for a young scholar? If that's the case, the pasuk should say, "Mipene seva takum ve'adarta, takum ve'adarta pene zaken." It's two people, so to say it twice. Say "Mipene seva takum ve'adarta." That's an old scholar. Then it should say again, takum v'adarta pene zaken. Right? It should say the words takum v'adarta twice. One for the seva and one for the zaken. If Rabbi Yosef indeed is right. The fact that it didn't say it, shma mina hadu. The pene seva takum v'adarta pene zaken. So I put hadarta takum in between the seva and the zaken, to teach me it's all one guy. Amar Mo, now we analyze the Brayta. Yachol yadirinu b'mamon. Maybe when it says v'adarta, you have to respect the, maybe give him money. How do you know v'adarta means to stand up for him, or to give him a different type of respect, show him honor? Maybe honor means to give him money. Tavod amad takum v'adarta. Oh, we have a hekesh between the word takum v'adarta. Ma kima she'en b'chasron kis, afidu she'en b'chasron kis. When you stand up for a guy, does it cost you money to stand up? No, stand up for a guy. So therefore, when giving the respect also, afkima, his afidur is bedoch, shouldn't have to cost you money. Good? Just like the standing up doesn't cost you money, so they do it. Gemara says, v'kima let b'chasron kis. Who told you that standing up doesn't cost money? Mi lo askir and dekad nakiv margarita? Ad achi v'achi ka'im mekameh? U'batim emelachto? Who's the case of standing up? I was talking about a guy that's, drawing pearls out of the ocean. He's working, making a lot of money. And all of a sudden, a scholar walks by, and he's got to stand up. So maybe kima is chesron kis. Maybe kima is in the middle of your work. Which is, the Torah doesn't limit the word kima. It says, v'pene seva takum, when? Anytime. Even in the middle of your work, it sounds like you got to stand up for the old man or whatever it is. So therefore, your whole raya is what? Ma kima belo chesron kis, afidur belo so. Who told you kima is belo chesron kis? Maybe kima is with us. Maybe we're talking about a guy that's he's getting jewels. He's working with Marganiyot. What is he doing?
He's piercing a pearl.
Piercing a pearl. Bediuk. He's working with expensive stuff. He starts to stop. So Gemara says, but still, he's stopping from his work. Ela akish kima lehidur. So it's a double hikish. We're going to make a hikish to kima tidur and say like this. Ma hidur she'en bo bitul. Just like hidur, there's no bitul. Af kima she'en ba bitul. So to kima, there's no ביטול. והקישתא מהידור לקימה, מהקימה שאין בה חסרון כיס, just like קימה, there's no חסרון כיס, אף הידור שאין בה חסרון כיס. So what's this revised edition over here? So the revised edition is like this. We're starting it like this. Akish kima lihidur. The simple pshat of bahadarta sounds like just respect, without having out of pocket. Hidur, respect somebody. Now she says, de'en lashon hidur ela nisi'ut panim. Meaning showing nice, a nice face to him. Or maybe giving him a little money. It's not mashma that honoring him means bitul melacha. Honoring money means to give him a certain respect. So just like hidur is talking about without having to stop, because the word hidur does not mashma, you have to stop working for him. So to kima must be talking about also no bitul melacha. Oh. Once already you tell me that kima, you don't have to stop working, that means there's no chasron kis. So therefore, af hidur, I'll tell you, doesn't mean mamon, she'em ba chasron kis. So it's a back and forth. With the yidoresh, kima te hidur, and then hidur te kima. Hidur can mean either one of three things. Show respect with a smile, give him money, give him a certain type of kavod. That's the three things it can mean. So the Gemara is doing, but it doesn't mean stop working. That's not mashman the word hidur. You have to stop working to do such a thing. Good. So therefore, make a derashah like this. Ma hidur. Just like hidur, you don't have to stop working. So to kima, you don't have to stop working. Oh, and just like kima, it's not hasron kis. Once you don't have to stop working, that means you don't have to expend money. So to hidur must be, you don't have to expend money. Now the Gemara is to be kat amu, so we learn how to get from this. אין בעלי אומניות רשאים לעמוד בפני תלמידי החכמים בשעת שעוסקים עם מלאכתם. The guy's working. תלמיד החכם walks by, he doesn't have to stand up for him. Because that's ביטול מלאכה. So if I'm here with an הלכה, keep on working. During the שעת עבודה, there's no work of חסרון כיס, no ביטול מלאכה, no nothing. Oh, so comes Gemara and says, ולא, what do you mean? You have to stand up and stop your work to stand up. Ve'atenan, we learned in Masechet Bikurim, when the pilgrims used to come up to Yerushalayim with these Bikurim in their hands, the first fruit. So it says in the Mishnah, Kol ba'ale umaniyot, all the storekeepers and the craftsmen, Omdim mepinehim, would stand up when the parade of the Bikurim would go through Jerusalem. Everybody would stand in front of their store, and they would stand up. Veshu'anim bishlomam, and they would welcome them, Baruch Abba, and so on and so forth. ואומרים להם, אחינו אנשי מקום פנורי בואכם לשלום, they would give them all greetings. So you see what? You stand up in front of these people, even though it's מבטל מלאכה. So what's the difference between that and תלמידי החכמים? So אמר רבי יוחנן, מפניהם עומדים. מפני תלמידי החכמים אין עומדים. There's a difference. You stand up in front of עושי מצווה. These are all considered people that are עושי מצווה. עושי מצווה, you stand up in front of. To give them respect. They want to do mitzvah, you stand up. But Tamid Achim, you don't have to stand up. No contradiction. Yeah. That's what we're saying. That's exactly what we're saying. They would for Osei mitzvah, you're not. You're right. For Osei mitzvah, you stop. But you don't have to stop for Tamid Achim. You do stop. You close your store, you stand outside, all that. That's the different. Amar bi Yosef bar Abin, bo re kama habiba mitzvah b'sha'ata. Go look how much Borei Olam loves when a person does a mitzvah in the right time. Sharim mepinehim omdim. Look, you're standing up in front of all the bikurim. Mepineh tamid achemim en omdim. And even tamid achemim, you don't stand up. So you see the value. That's where they get the minhag. When they bring the baby into a brit milah, everybody stands. Why? From this salaka. Osei mitzvah. People are doing mitzvah b'sha'ata. So it's the same thing. Some stand up even at a wedding. When the Hatan and Kala walk in, they stand up, boy. The mitzvah, we don't stand up because it created a commotion at a wedding ceremony. I mean, that already is commotion already. But when they want to keep it mesudar to a certain degree. But some have the custom and they bring the baby into a pejona bin. Mm-hmm. On the 30th day, they stand up. Or they bekurim. Same thing. So there's a inyan of chaviva, mitzvah, b'sha'ata. You have to give them respect. So you're standing up for them, you're not standing up for Tamid HaKhamim. Maybe not. Maybe that thinking is not so. Shani Atam, the Imken Atam Makshilam La'atid Lavo. Which means, could be we stand up for the Ole Bikurim for a different reason. Not necessarily because Havivam Mitzvah B'Sha'atan, all that business, but if you don't give them respect, they might show up next year. They might say, oh, look at this, we come to do the Mitzvah, nobody greets us, nobody says acknowledges us, and things like that. So then she writes, Nimset Makshilam, Shelo Yaviu Od, Sheyomru Nivzim Anu Be'enehem. They despise us. Maybe it's not because of look at the greatness of the mitzvah. Dilu bnei adam anikarim hashuvim be'ir v'asukim b'mitzvot. No, yeah, become a kamay, which means maybe bikurim is a special item, and maybe other people that are doing mitzvot, maybe you don't have to greet them. But your thing is, look, this one is a mitzvah b'shata. You stand up for people like that. You don't stand up for tamidei hakamim. Now, maybe Bikurim is a special item because you don't want them to get discouraged that they didn't get respect and things like that. So you're doing it as an incentive so they'll come next year so they don't back out. Okay. But the Ma'aseh said, that's what I told you. We do stand up for Oseh Mitzvah. That is the Bar Minan, the Levaya also. When they bring in the Mitah to the Levaya, the Oseh Mitzvah. So everybody stands up. You think you're standing up for the mit. You're not standing up for the mit. You're standing up for the people that are carrying the mit. Because they consider it Oseh Mitzvah. Right? You're standing up. You're not standing up for the baby. The milah. You're standing up for the parents that are bringing in the baby. Whatever it is. The Oseh Mitzvah. They're doing this is the custom of it.
Because everybody's giving
tzedakah. Oh.
I heard that.
Mm. Okay. So, next. Amar Mor. יכול יעמוד מפענה בבית הכנסה בבית המרחס? למעשה, by the way, just let's review, so we have two שיטות here. למעשה, we פוסק like איסי בן יהודה. You have to send it for a זקן, even if he's a זקן אשמי. Even if he's a עם הארץ. What we'll see in the Gemara. We don't פוסק like the other שיטות that say, but we hold יניק וחכים, we do hold that as well. You have to send it for a scholar, even if he's young. But we hold also, סיבה doesn't have to be a תמיד אחר. What we'll see in the Gemara. אמר מור, יכול יעמוד בפנה בבית הכיסא בבית המרחס? You have to stand up in the bathroom or the bathhouse for old man? No, you don't have to. It says what? כימא דצידור. Has to be in a place that's מהודה, that's respectful. So he says, ולא? Well, you don't have to stand up for תמיד החם in the bathroom? והר בחייה ויתיב במסחותה. He was sitting in the bathhouse. וחלי ואז ירבי שמעון ברבי. So רבי שמעון walked by. Velo kamikame, he didn't stand up for him. Ve ikhbad, he got upset. Ve ata amar le abu. Bishmon went to his father, Rabbi. Shne homshim tshanit ilo besif et teilim. I taught him two-fifths of the book of Teilim. Velo amad bepanai, and doesn't stand in front of me. So you see what? Even in the bathhouse, you gotta stand. Ve tu, another story. Bar kapara. Va'amila Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yose. Havayati b'mashutai was in the bathhouse. Al ve'azir b'shimon bar Rabbi. Again, the b'shimon bar Rabbi came in. Ve'lo kamikame, he didn't stand up for him. Ve'kpad. And the rabbi got angry. Ve'atam alel Abu, again he went back to his father. He said, Shne shilishe shilish. That's 2/9. Shaniti lo betorat kohanim. You know exactly how much he told him. So I told him 2/9 of the midrash in Torat kohanim. Right? 2/9. So he said, I told him that in the book of Torat kohanim, which is in the book of Vayikra. Velo amad beparai? Doesn't stand in front of me? Ve'amalo, so the rabbi told him back to him. Shem behem yoshevu me'arer. Maybe, because he didn't pay, because he was thinking about what you taught him. That's why he was, he didn't notice. He was involved in thinking the Vrei Torah. So, to compliment. He was thinking of the Vrei Torah you taught him, so he didn't notice you. So the Gemara says, Ta'amad debahen yoshevu me'arher. Good, the only reason why is because he excused them, because he was pondering the Vrei Torah. Halavachi, no, but if he wasn't pondering, we'd have to stand up for him. So we have to question again, they have to stand up for Tamid Hakam, even in Beit Hamidras. La Kasha. Habibate Gavai, Habibate Barai. Depends where. Bate Gavai is the inner chamber. That's where people are standing naked. Then you don't have to stand up. That's not Kavod. And then you have the outer chamber where the people are dressed. So there you have to stand up. So therefore, these stories that we read over here, we're talking about in the outer chamber. That's why the rabbis got upset. But in the chamber, no. And the Gemara will prove it. Right? We know you're not allowed to think of the Devrei Torah in the Beit HaMerchas. And the rabbi, so the Rebbe told him, maybe he was thinking Devrei Torah. What do you mean think of the, can't think of Devrei Torah in the Merchas? Oh, must be what? That's only in the inner chamber you can't think Devrei Torah. But in the outer chamber, you can. That's why he told him he was thinking the Devrei Torah in the outer chamber. And that's the same place where if he wasn't thinking the Devrei Torah, he would have to stand up. Very good. So give us now. You have no proof. Dilma le'unse shani. So maybe really was, if that's your proof, you have no proof. Because maybe he was really in the inner chamber. And why was he thinking the Devrei Torah? He had no choice, because it could be some people, you can't control yourself. Which means he walked into the Devrei Torah. Before he walked in, he was thinking the Devrei Torah. And he couldn't get it out of his brain so fast. So he said, that's no proof. I can tell you, maybe if the guy's an honest, he has no control because he's taking the Devrei Torah, he couldn't get it out of his brain. So therefore, you have no ra'ya from that. But bottom line, that is the halakha, that standing up for the melech does not have to be in the inner chamber where the people are not dressed. Outer chamber, the middle chambers of machloket amongst the Rishonim, because the middle chamber, some people are dressed, some people are not, so that's already a machloket. But the inner and outer chambers, it's clear. Now, yachol ya'atzim einav kemo shelo ra'ahu. So Gemara says, maybe you can close your eyes and make believe you didn't see the old man or the scholar. So Gemara, no. Fear God. God knows. God knows if you're fooling around over here trying to get out of doing the mitzvah. So Gemara says, atu b'shehaya askinan? What do you mean? We're talking about a shayin now. Like a guy sees a scholar coming in front of him when he closes his eyes. That's a rasha. The guy. What do you mean? That I need a pasuk talking about a rasha. No, we're talking about he closes his eyes before the mitzvah comes to me. He's da'akam from far. If that comes within his four amot already, and you close your eyes, it's rasha. What do you mean? The mitzvah is by you. Before the mitzvah comes to me, he already closes his eyes. So now, by the time the guy comes into his four amot, into his area, he doesn't see him. They came becoming that they would have to stand up. Tamud Omar, Takum Viareta. No. Be careful. When you stand up, you have to know. Fear God. God's watching. Tana. Ezu kimash ish bahidur. Oh, so this is the Rapeneseva Takum Vadarta. So the kima has to be a type of kima that's respectful. What is a kima that's respectful? Havi Omer Zed Dalar Amot. When he gets within the four amot, why? More than four amot, it's not noticeable that he's standing up for the old man. But when he gets within the four amot, it's obvious that now you're doing it for that person. So therefore, it's a kima that there is a hidur. Okay, four amot rule. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abaye, lo amaran ela berabo she'enu muvak. That's what his rabbi that's not muvak. Meaning a rabbi that taught him something. Aval berabo muvak, but the rabbi that taught him the majority of his Torah, lelo enav. He has to stand up, even from far. Right? An eye shot. Abaye, Mechi avachazel leudne de hamra de Rav Yosef, de ate avakaim. When he would see the ear of the donkey of Rav Yosef, from far, the donkey was riding the rabbi, already he would stand up from him. Abaye avarachiv hamra. Abaye one time was riding on a donkey. Vekam mazge aguda de nahar sagya. And he was crossing the banks of the river of sagya. It's the name of the river. Yativ rav mesharshiyav rabbanan beidak gisa. The rabbis were on the other side of the river. When Abaye was crossing, velo kamu mekame. They didn't get up. And Abaye was their rabbi muvhak. Therefore they should have stood up melo einam. And they didn't. Amar de hu, v'nav rav muvhak ana. Why, am I not your rav muvhak? You're not standing up for me? Amru de lav adati. I'm sorry, we didn't recognize, we didn't realize, we were learning. And therefore, lav adati, it wasn't, we didn't see you. Bishma'on ben el-Azhar omer, minayin le-zaken shelo yatriyah. How do we know that the zaken shouldn't burden the people, go in and out and make them stand up? Tavod omar zaken ve-yareta. Zaken has to have virat shamayim. Amar abayin, nachtinan, Di makif haye. that if the scholar goes around without burdening the people, he lives. Now, he doesn't go in and out. Matiah goes around, he'll get life. Abaye Makif. Abaye used to have that man. I used to be Makif. He used to circumvent, used to go around. Rabbi Zira Makif. Also. Rabbi Navai Yatif Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah Medifti. He was sitting, the rabbis. Halafahu Gavra Kameh. Certain rabbi passed by Rabbi Yirmiyah. Velo Mikse Resha. His head wasn't covered. In those days, when you would pass by Tamid Hakam, you would wear a certain covering out of respect to the Tamid Akharim. So this guy walks by him. He's not wearing the respectful head covering. Amar kama hatsif hagabra la chutzpa. Amar le dilma me matam mahsayani. Now maybe the guy comes from that place in Babel called matam mahsaya digise barabbanam. That they're already used to tamid hachamim. There's so many hachamim over there, so they don't even everybody thinks they're equal with the tamid hachamim already over there because there's so many of them. So they got too close to them. So therefore, they don't wear the garments anymore. So she says, "Gisevi urabanan tamid regilim beislam." There's always tamid achim over there. V'libam gas b'achim. They got used to achamim. Kilu hem hem. Everybody thinks the tamid achim over there. They think they're part of them. Therefore, they don't have to wear the hat. Okay. How's it going? I continues. Isi ben Yehuda omer v'pene seva takum v'afilu kol seva b'mashma. And Isi holds what? Even zaken ashmai. Even Zaken Am Ares, you got to stand up for. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yohanan Halakha, Kisi Ben Yehuda. Rabbi Yohanan, Ava Ka'em Kameh Sabed Arma'eh. Now Rabbi Yohanan would stand up, even in front of old people of Goyim. Amar, Kama Harfakke Adu Ala Yehudane. How many things have transpired over these people, over the course of their life. They went through a lot of things, these people, old people. And she says, Harfakke, mikraot, meaning occurrences, vitsarot, troubles, ra'un nesim harbe. Probably a lot of miracles happened to them in their life as well, umofetim, adu alayhim, adu alayhim. So he was standing up for what they endured already. An old man, he went through a lot. There's how many experiences, how many things what these people went through. So he would stand up for them as well. That was his logic. So it's mashma, not out of, let's say, maybe the deen of the Torah, maybe. Maybe it's out of, it sounds like he's giving a new understanding. You got to stand up for their experience, for their endurance. So comes the Gemara and says, Alayu dehani. Rava mekam loke. He would not stand up in front of the goyim, these old people. Hidur avad. But what avad lo? He would hidur. What would he do? He would give them a little kavod, like make believe he's standing up a little. That's the hidur he would give them. Okay. Abaye yehiv yedal lesabeh. When he would see old people walking, he would give them their hand, his hand, so they could lean on him. So he would help them walk. Rava mishadir shiluhay. Rava wouldn't do it himself. He would send his messenger, oh, there's an old man over there, go help him walk. Rav Nachman mishadir goza'eh. Rav Nachman had servants, a lot of servants, because he was the son-in-law of the Resh Galut. So they protected him and all that. So he would send one of his mishartim, Go help the old man. Why didn't he do it himself? Amar, he left Torah, kama Nachman bar Abba'ika b'shukka. If it wasn't for Torah, how many Nachmans would be in the marketplace? He was trying to say, it's not kavod for his Torah to go now and do such a thing. He was belittling. But he sent his, if it wasn't for Torah, how many Nachmans would be in the shul? Which means I'm different than the regular guy. Torah makes me different. Therefore, he felt it was a zilzul in the Torah, and therefore it's not ra'u if he should be muhel his Torah for such a thing. Okay. Kavz Gamaran says, it's down the bottom to his fourth. Interesting. Going back to that story where the Bishim On went to the mikveh. Remember, he went to the mikveh and Rabbi Yosef was there, right? So he didn't stand up for him. So he goes back to his father, Rabbi. I taught the guy, all this stuff in Torah Kohanim, Sefer Vayikra, and he doesn't stand up for me. So what does Rabbi say? Maybe he was pondering those exact Devaret Torah. So Tosfot says, well, who said maybe those Devaret? Maybe he was thinking other Devaret Torah. Well, but why did Rabbi say those exact Devaret Torah? Well, Vichi, that's the only Devaret Torah that he was thinking? He could be thinking, how did you know? So Baruch Tosfot says, Lo hayasrich lomar bahin, du adin b'shad Devaret Torah. Elaha dekamar hache, sod Hashem nireav. He knew. The secrets of the world, God gives to those that fear. So the B, when he said, maybe he was thinking of those exact Devaret Torah that you taught him, wasn't a coincidence he said it. He knew what he was saying. So the Shem Yireav, he knew exactly the secrets. Okay. Now, Chamz Gevran says, Amar of Aibo, Amar of Bianai, Ein Talmid Hakam, Rashay Lahamod, Lepnei Rabbo, Ela Shachrit Ve'arbit. You only have to stand up for your rabbi twice a day. Shachrit once, Arbit once. Why? Kede shelo yiyu kevodo meruba mechevod shamayim. Well, you're going to give the respect of the rabbi more than God? God, you say Kiryat Shema twice a day. Kiryat Shema shel Shachrit, Kiryat Shema shel Arbit. You accept upon yourself Olmachut Shamayim. So you don't want to make the kavod of the scholar greater than the kavod of the Shekhinah. As she says, top line, mekevod shamay, sharei penei yotzro ino mekabel ala shachrit v'arbit. Helkak mi she'omed v'bnei rabo shachrit ino nashay lamod v'parav el arbit. That's it. Twice a day. So Tosfot has a question. Look at the top Tosfot. Tosfot says, Tema, Lam ekpid Rabbah le'el. Which means, why did Rabbah, was he angry above that they didn't stand up for him? Where's that Yud? He says that Yud is
Daflamed Bet.
Shema kamu panav shalit v'arbit. Which means, maybe they stood up for him, Shalit V'arbit, and he didn't realize it, which means, okay, if you tell me it's only twice a day. So there was a story where they said Rabbah got angry at his Talmidim. They didn't stand up. What are you getting angry for? Maybe they stood up and he didn't realize it. When the Ele Faresh de Din Ze Enon Oeg Ela Be'otam Adarim De Bet Harav. Now, this halakha is owned by those that live in the same, place with the Rav. The Mistama' Amdu Shalit V'arbit. You can assume they stood up already for him. Aval Talmidim Ahirim Hayabim Lamod Afilu Me'ap Pa'amim Bayom Shem Yir'e Ahir V'yachshedem. Because we're concerned that what? Marit Ayin. Guys in the house, you could assume they're living with him because they stood up. If they don't stand up, they stood up in Shalim, they stood up in Arbit. But a person, an outsider, they don't know. Wait, come in and stand up. So even 100 times. So this halakha is only talking about for the insiders that are living with the Tamir Hakam. And even the guys that are living with the Tamir Hakam, if an outsider comes, they have to stand up there because Marit Ayin. Because they're not going to know that they stood up already. So Tosfot limits this Shalit Arbit business only for very rare situations. But people outside the house of the Tamir Hakam, I feel ma'a pa'amin bayom. Also comes the Gemara and says, Beti ve'erebi shalom min alazar v'minayin zaken shlo yetriyach. How do you know zaken should not be matriyach te kahal, going in and out, making the people stand up? Tamud omar, zaken v'yareta. That there should be yira and zaken also. If it's only Sha'arit V'arbit, let him toil them. That's the obligation. What we taught till now, what? 100 times you have to stand up. Don't be matriya. Don't take advantage. We tell him it's only twice a day. So be matriya, at least twice a day, and that's it. That's the obligation. What are you saying? That lo yatriya. What's the tra'a? Ela lav kuli yoma. Maybe, therefore, must be really have to stand up all day. And therefore, the halakha says you shouldn't be matriyah. No, the olam shalit v'arbit bilvad. If you do ach, ikam adev shalit lo netrah. Then even then you shouldn't be matriyah. Even the two times. If you can minimize him, don't be matriyah them either.
אמר רבי אלעזר, כל תמיד חכם שאין עומד מפני רבו, נקרא רשע. Rabbi has to stand up for Rabbi. His Rabbi. If Rabbi has to stand up for his Rabbi, it's רשע. Not only that, ואינו מעריך ימים, ואני מנת, doesn't נבון, ותלמודו משתקייה. That gets his learning. שנאמר, וטוב לא יהיה לרשע. טוב is תורה. Means he's going to forget his learning. טוב לא יהיה לרשע. ולא יאריך ימים. He's not going to live long. כסל אשר איננו, like the shadow that just fades very quickly. He's going to forget his learning. ולא יאריך ימים. He's going to, חס ושלום, not live long. He's going to pass quickly. איננו ירא מלפני האלוהים. Because he does not have fear in front of God. Now what does this mean? What does this mean standing up for Tamid Achim? What do you see that standing in this pasuk? Morazu enu yodea mao. כשהוא אומר ויראת מאלוהיך, זה הפסוק, פני שיבה תקום ודתה פני זקן ויראת מאלוהיך. או, מורה זו קימה. So therefore we know this pasuk must be talking about, because he didn't stand up for תמיד החיימים. כמו אז we're talking about, that's the only pasuk in the Torah that says the word ויראת מאלוהיך. We have other pasukim. ואמה מוראת ריבית. Guy charges interest. It says ויראת מאלוהיך in the pasuk. So maybe it's talking about somebody charges interest, he doesn't live long and all that. ומורעת משקלות, or some of his weights are not accurate. It also says ויראתה. So how do you know this ומורען, the pasuk is referring to the ויראתה מלוכה of standing up for תמידי החמים. בלעזר פנה פנה גמר. He's basically gazerash on the word פנה. Because it says בהדרתה פנה זקן, and this pasuk it says איננו ירא מלפני האלוהים. So he's דורש לי פנה פנה. Good?
Yeah.
He went as a question. Beno vehu rabbo. Mahu. La'amod bepne abif.
Which
means the son is the father's rabbi. And we know son has to stand up for the father. But the question is over here, the father and a person has to stand up for his rabbi. So maybe it cancels. Maybe when the son is the father's rabbi, so in that case over there, maybe the son doesn't have to stand up because after all, he's his rabbi.
Nice.
So that's the question. Tashema, Damal Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Now we learned the story above. Yehuda was the rabbi of his father. His father was Rabbi Haskel. Remember we learned yesterday when Rabbi Haskel said something and his son told him, "Dad, don't learn it like that." The reason why he spoke to him like that is because he was his rabbi. So he was correcting his father. So, and still they told him, listen, even though you're his rabbi, say it in a nicer way. So you see what? That Rabbi Yehuda was the son of Rabbi Haskel, but he was his rabbi, and what? Shmuel told him, Shinina, kum mikame abuch. He told him, stand in front of your father. So you see what? Even if the son is the rabbi's father, son is the rabbi's father. The son is the father's rabbi, he starts to stand up for him. Shani Rabbi Haskel. No, Rabbi Haskel is different. The Baal Ma'asim Hava. He was considered a... He wasn't Stam. He was Baal Ma'asim. He had good deeds. Even Moshe Shmuel came mekameh. But could be a regular father that doesn't have Baal Ma'asim, whatever that means. Could be. He doesn't have to stand up. The Fashkin was different. That's the bottom line. Because he was Baal Ma'asim. Right? Yeah, Baal Tzedakah, something like that. Yeah, exactly. Good. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, "Ela, Maika Amarle." And she says, "Ela, Maika Amarle, Amay Tzarich LaAzure, Ilav LeMelaf Mina Hora'a BeAlma, Da'afa Pishu Rabbo Hayav LaAmod BePanav." Which means, why did Shmuel then rebuke him? Smashma, when he told him, "Stand up." Smashma, tell him halakha. You have to stand up for your father. Even though it's your rabbi. So you're watering it down now. You're saying it, he's different because he's Baal Ma'asim. Really, you don't have to stand up. But it's Mashma, he was giving him a hora'ah, as if it's a halakha that you have to stand up because he's your father. Because he's your father. So Gemara says, Haki Kamarli. And he told him like this, Zimnin de'ate me'achore. Kum at mekameh. ולא תיחוש לקרא Didi. So what was he telling him? But maybe De'atim achorai. He's going to come from behind me. Kum at mekame, stand up in front of him. Ve'loti hushti kara didi. Yes, he had to stand up for his rabbi. So you're saying that if your father's coming in front of me, so stand up for your father and don't stand up in front of me?
Yeah, Shmuel's telling Rabbi Yehuda.
When you're sitting in front of him, he comes behind me. Yeah, I'm not going
to
see him.
You might not stand because I'm your rabbi and you're not supposed to stand in front of me, in front of, for someone else in front of your rabbi. Since Shmuel also gives him kavod.
The assumption is you're not supposed to give somebody else kavod in front of your rabbi. So Rabbi Yehuda's rabbi was Shmuel. So he's just trying to say that if I'm walking,
if you're in front of me,
if you're in front of me and he comes to walk from behind, don't worry about my kavod. Stand up anyway, because I also give him kavod. Stand up is he's different, which means really I'll tell you you don't have to stand up. Generally speaking, Rabbi Askel was different. Rabbi Askel was considered baal maasim. What was this chora'ah that he was giving him? He was just telling him the halakha that normally you would not be allowed to stand up in front of somebody
else that needs kavod.
Right? That's really not obligated in front of your rabbi. In this case, don't worry. I'm mohel my kavod, stand up for him anyway. Okay, that's what he told him. Okay, let's just get that, the words inside. Zimnin de'ati me'achorai. Sometimes I've asked come from behind me. Kum at mekameh velat chosti karadidi. Okay, don't worry about my kavod. Ilawat, stand up in front. So he writes to me, Rav Yehuda yashav mul Shemuel, rabo panim el panim. Rav Yehuda sat in front of Shemuel. Sheba Rav Yehazkel ma'achorai Shemuel nimsa shebeno ro'ehu, but Shemuel doesn't see him. Because Shemuel is looking at the student. There you go. Right? You don't give kavod to the talmid in front of the rav. Now they're both talmidim of Shmuel, so therefore he's giving him now kavod to the student. Unless the rav himself gives kavod to the talmid, so Shmuel says, "No, I respect your father. Also, you know he's my talmid. I respect him." Because he's Baal Ma'asi, whatever it is. So therefore, don't worry, it's not disrespect for you to stand up in front of the Talmid, in front of the rabbi. Because I also give him the, I also afford him respect. Okay. But for somebody else, it would be a problem. So that's what he told me. Your father's okay. Your father, even though he's your student, he's my student, you're both my students, it's that different. Okay. Amen.